Commissioners Court for Monday, July 28th, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. This is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court. An open meeting on the 28th day of July 2025 at 9 a.m. here in Courthouse McMurray. Scott, lead us in the word of prayer.
Father, we come to your presence, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the day, for all the many blessings you give us, Lord. Thank you for the gift of another day of life. And God, we just thank you as we gather together today to consider the county's business, that you give us wisdom and understanding, Lord. Equip us with what we need, dear Lord God, to make the best choice and decisions, Lord, for the citizens of this county. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve, and pray you help us serve well. We just continue to pray for our county, Lord, our state, and this nation. Lord, I pray you protect us all, protect us from evil. We pray for our friends and allies all across this world. They're dealing with turmoil. We pray for continue to pray for Israel and everything going on there. God direct us, Lord. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag. United States flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God.
All right. Thank y'all.
That could probably do him some good.
I said to Brad, man, we did that really good. All righty, anybody, public comment, anybody going once, going twice, and gone. All right, agenda item number one, consider and take action to approve the minutes from July 14th, 2025 regular session, July 23rd, 2025 budget workshop.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second. Taking a motion to second, any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments.
The amount submitted for your approval is $267,142.74.
Okay, any questions over that? Any motions to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider to take action to approve anti-bribery statement, oath of office, and deputation. Appointing Tommy Kennedy to the position of Deputy of Motor Vehicles. We got all that for her.
Okay. Move to approve anti-bribery statement for Tommy Kennedy.
Second. Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Yes. Have it. Number four, consider to take action to approve renewal with TAC Risk Management Pool for auto comp liability, general cybersecurity?
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement and public official liability insurance.
You guys got that by email as to the increase was what, 28%?
It's bad.
Yeah. It went from 56 or 58 to 76.
Not a lot we can do about it. It's kind of like me and my personal. I can go up there and jump up and scream and holler and cry and everything else, but that doesn't do it.
I want you to video.
Oh, no, there ain't nothing going to go down anymore. It's crazy. Gas prices, they said were going to go down, but about 20% higher in the last 6 months.
They ain't showed us nothing either.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, any questions over that? Any motions to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number five, consider to take action to apply surplus distribution from TAC HEBP Health Employee Benefits Pool to offset portions of past due ballots. Who wants to discuss that?
I'll let Marcus explain that. Way before my time.
Well, before mine, too.
What it is asking balance with TAC from 10, 15 years ago that they've just continued to carry, and we have a surplus distribution of, what, $4,000? And they ask that we apply that, so I'm in favor of doing it.
Apply which one? To employee benefits? It's going to reduce by $4,000?
Yeah, it's just the passive balance on health and life insurance. I went back and looked at it when I first started here and tried to discuss it with them, but they said it had been too long, that there was nothing we could do. Some of it was us, and some of it was things that weren't taken care of, but anyway.
So are they still saying we have a $27,000 past due balance?
And have for about 15 years, yes, sir.
So wow.
That's not like a penny deal to me.
We're going to talk about pennies later.
Thin pennies is good.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been trying to collect the last 15 years of this system?
No, sir.
Not any interest or anything?
No, sir. It's the same balance.
But they're willing to give us, take $4,200 off of it?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. That's what I say.
And we'll probably be back every year until...
The slots, I don't understand. I consider I make a motion we do it.
I'm thinking we have the $4,000 to do it, but no, they have not enforced any type of collection on it.
How much will clear us out?
$23,000 now. But I'm not in favor of doing that.
Well, what are they going to do?
Exactly. It's been on the books for 12, it's either 12 or 15 years. I don't know. We stay current and reconcile it monthly. So and that was the biggest problem, is it wasn't being reconciled to our payroll liability that we had at that particular time. From what I can tell when I go back and look, even Tina went back and looked and tried, and because I have all her work papers too. They wouldn't do anything about it, because a lot of it was miscommunication and not really knowing what to do.
Kind of sounds like that deal we got into, if y'all remember, been a long time. The state gave us the money to loan to people and they never paid it back, and they weren't close.
And we still have it.
We're on the upper end of that though.
And I'm not paying it until they demand it.
Yeah, we're on the upper end of that deal. We got the money.
Yes, we do.
That was the dumbest thing I think this can do. There's a long way. Yeah. Anyway, all right.
You have a motion.
Take off.
I'll second it.
Do we have a motion?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Got a motion to second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number six, consider and make action to approve amending order adopting rules for Franklin County, Texas for on-site sewage facility. Maxis, you are up.
We started doing this a little over a year ago, and then it turned into the subdivision deal, so we kind of got off of it. So then, and that was kind of good, because after we got our subdivisions approved, I kind of went along with our current septic violation, our septic rules to match those. If you look on that first part there, starting on page 4, those are the proposed rules at section 9, are the ones that I was looking at to get your approval. These are just suggestions, and of course, there's justification for each rule that I want to. The number one rule is elimination of the 10-acre rule. The problem with the 10-acre rule is it's misunderstood. What people think is if you have more than 10 acres, you're just exempt from the process. That's not what TCEQ says. TCEQ says you may be exempt from the process if you meet all the requirements. And each one of those requirements says you have to have a permit, you have to have a site evaluation, you have to have it drawn up, and you have to meet all the rules under the TAC 285, which covers all the septic stuff. This is what I did right here, is I just copied and pasted straight off the TCEQ webpage, and it says permits are required. for all site sewage facilities, including septic systems and holding tanks. This page offers a guidance on selection of a system and an installer. Basically what that says is, if you still have to have a site evaluation, you can't put a septic system on soil that won't support it. It has to be 100 feet away from your property lines. It has to meet all those guidelines. It has to be a single family dwelling and is only used for those people or their family, and it's not on a tract of land that's for sale. It says an OSSF may be exempt from permitting if it applies to that 10-acre rule. Well, what most people that I hear say, well, I've got more than 10 acres, I don't have to have a permit. Well, that's not true. You have to have a permit. You have to have the right one to go on there. So I just want to do away with that and get rid of all those questions. They may be exempt from part of the permitting process. Right now, we don't require them to pay for a permit if they have more than 10 acres. That's something we can look at if we want to. We can still continue with that if you have more than 10 acres and you apply, you submit your permit, so we'll know what it is, we'll know where it is, and I'll have a record of it for the future if something ever happens. But we can decide later if we want to not charge for that permit or if we want to go ahead and charge for all permits. It just, it'd be up to us to talk about later. So that number one is why I want to get rid of the 10 acre rule. The next one there, let's see. What I have a lot is, it says, permit shall be obtained from the Franklin County OSF designated representative for all structures using an on-site sewage facility for sewage disposal prior to its construction. What I get is I get a permit 5, 6, 8 months later. The house is already built. They're already doing stuff on the land, and it really doesn't fit. They've got the wrong system in. They've overextended their spray area, or it's just not going to work. And we need to look at that ahead of time to save a lot of people a lot of trouble and a lot of expense. What the common thing is, well, I've already got it built. They'll go ahead and accept it.
You're asking for forgiveness instead of approval.
That's it.
We try that, but it don't ever work, does it?
Never works.
I'll tell you.
Well,
I'll
tell you. Page 4 at the bottom. That's the key. Okay.
So I just wanted to ask them that they turn their planting materials in. They're supposed to do that anyway. Let us have a look at it and make sure there's nothing wrong with it, and we can get it fixed before they ever start building and there's an issue. That was the number two there. The next one, it goes along right with that. They have to submit all their planting materials. They have to show me all the construction. It has to be designed by a engineer or professional sanitarium, or if it meets that little area down there, it's been a long weekend. An installer, if it's a certain type of septic system, an installer can design it and put it in. That's for just a septic system, a regular one, a conventional. But they have to turn all that in, and we look at it, look at their site evaluation, make sure they're putting the right one on there. And it goes on down, those are still in there. It talks about having a licensed installer or a maintenance provider. I'm asking that we have people turn in a reporting system where they check it and make sure it's working. What happens is I get complaints a lot. Not a lot, but fairly regular. I get a complaint that says, well, my system stinks or my system's not working. I said, well, what's your maintenance contract? I mean, are you maintenance in it? Are you looking at it? How you checked it and had it done? So, well, we never checked it. I go, well, okay, well, you need to. You know, there's a little bit of maintenance to these things. Mostly for the aerobic systems, the surface area spray and that sort of thing. Some, but even if you have a conventional, you need to kind of look at it every now and then, make sure it's not bubbling up out of the ground or your tanks are running over. So what I want to do is I want them to provide us a maintenance record and go from there. And that needs to be done by a maintenance provider, an installer, or if they want to go to a system where a school where they can do it themselves. and they're trained by the people, either the installer or they're trained by the people that manufacture the system that shows them how to check and what to check for and that sort of thing. All inhabitable structures on number G there, all inhabitable structures upon the completion must be connected to either a single wastewater treatment sanitary sewer system or an approved sewage disposal system. We just don't want it running out on the ground and into a creek somewhere. So they have to have some kind of system put it in. They just don't go out there and build a house and just run it out on the ground. I also added, I kind of looked around at different areas around here. A lot of people go ahead and they get their site plan, they get their house, and they move their RV in there for a little bit, and then they connect their RV to their septic system while they're building their house. And so I put in there that you can add it temporarily for 60 days. If circumstances beyond the 60 days are there, then they can check with me. Like if it takes more than 60 days or 120 days to build their house, I'll just check on them and make sure they just don't live there forever in that system. Number H, it goes along with the inspections and maintenance reports. It kind of guidelines down through there what they have to give to us. Now down there in the justification on that number A, when I was typing this out, I just kind of goes, I was gonna deal with it. Should say county limits, the last two words of number A under justification. I put city limits, but I didn't catch that before I made the deal. I know I changed it on mine where it says county limits, so it's not inside the city. Site evaluations, they need to be done by a registered professional, either an engineer or a sanitarian or somebody that's been to a TCEQ evaluator's license. I just don't want somebody going out there, yeah, well, I dug it up, there's sand there. And so we're going to put in a conventional. Well, there's sand about 18 inches down, and you get 24 inches down, you're in clay. So it needs to be done by professionals. And all that's in the permit process. So if we, you know, have them fill out their permit, it's all their records are there, and we can check it long before they start. This number J there, I kind of wanted to ask your opinion about this. It says all surface spray systems installed on 1 acre of usable property or less shall comply with Title 30 PAC Chapter 285-33D2GI surface discharge timers. We still have a lot of lots down around the lake that are less than an acre.
Will they be grandfathered in?
Yes.
They are. I can't make them have a whole acre, but I can make them comply with the rules that are in effect now from TCEQ. I can make them put, or if we approve this, we can make them put timers on there where they don't discharge between until midnight till 4 o'clock in the morning. That way they're not having kids running around and animals running loose everywhere, and it doesn't smell as bad. So it kind of cuts down on the saturation or exposure, really, the exposure to the septic. If we do those in the middle of the night, not anything else.
Unless it's an emergency, if they're having problems or something, they have to go.
Well, certainly, yeah. There's always a provision in there about if you have a problem, who can fix that, what you do with it in every emergency. But it's, what happens is, a lot of times you'll have a small house on a small lot, and as long as one or two people are living there, you never have a problem. Then in the summer, they got kids, grandkids, friends, everything. There's 12, 15 people living in a house for a week, 2 weeks at a time, and it's going off all the time. So that's just exposing. These are just guidelines I want you to look over and kind of think about to see if that's what we want to do, if we want to add something to that, or if we want to take something away. The process is this, you probably already know, the process is we approve what we want to do, then we have to send it to TCEQ. They have to look at it and say, okay, this meets our standards, we approve that. Then it comes back to us. Then we have to have a public meeting, we have to put it in there if anybody wants to come in and discuss any of the changes or rules that we want to do. And we can change that if we want to, or we can say, no, this is what we want. And we adopt it, send it back to TCEQ, then they sign off on it and bring it back to us.
Max, what do you think the workload is going to be for
trying to go back and get people that need timer put on that. What kind of mean? People be grandfathered?
This is only going to be on their stuff. This is only going to be going forward. I can't make them go back and put timers on it. I can't make them go back and do anything different than what they've already got. Unless it fails.
Anybody that goes forward has a smaller
line. Anything going forward, they're going to have the timers on it. Now, if it fails.
How many lots then are you think are up for standards?
Probably not.
Way more than we can all count on our fingers and toes, I can tell you that. If it fails, then I can make them comply with the new rules. If they have to have a system that a replacement or something goes wrong with it, we can hold them accountable to what the state rules are, TCEQ, and what our local rules are. But until it fails and I get notice of it, they're just running along on their own. And like I said, these, you look at these, if there's anything on there you have a question about, if there's anything on there, I know I just ran it through real quick, but I wanted to get a little more stringent, but I didn't want to get as stringent as other counties. I mean, there's some other ones that you have to go a whole lot more than this. I didn't want to tie too much on our people, but at the same time, I want to make sure we don't pollute our water tables and we don't get exposure to this septic stuff. It can turn up pretty nasty if you get allergic to something or get a, I mean, I'm always getting a cut or a scratch on me, and then I worry about going out there and working in the yard where my spray is. You know, I tell Tanya, don't wash clothes or don't do anything right now, because I don't have timers on mine at this point, because mine's way away from that house, but I do work out there. I don't want to get that in a cut. Get carried away on me, especially when I mow the yard. I don't want to turn on me when I mow it. But I hope y'all had a look at those. I worked with Clint and I worked with Hopkins and Wood in Titus County and what they had available, and I kind of cut ours down to where I think it's just pretty much the bare minimum for safety and guys going. So
I'm good if you're good. So that 10 other feet that they want to add on to that, that goes straight to the CCEQ?
What, say that again?
The 10 other feet there, it says additional $10 fee. Does that go straight to the TCEQ?
Yes, every permit that we take in at the end of the month, we have to turn it into TCEQ with a report and give them $10 on all the permits that we took.
And has that been the same for a while, or is it not?
Yeah, that's been going on for how long? Yeah, that's been going on forever.
They're going to get their cut.
They're going to get their little bit out of it.
I mean, I think it's always been $10.
Yeah. I mean, from years. Oh, they'll go up on all their taxes. they want to cut all ours.
So are you wanting to do an additional $10 on top of the $375?
No. Okay. No, the $10 comes out of what we charge already.
Okay.
We just have to pay that. No. I have to throw that in there, though, because I don't want somebody to look at that and know what's going on. I said, that's the TCEQ rules. They just get their money. And we just went up on ours last year, is that right?
Yes.
So that kind of covered a little bit of that.
Is it $375 now? Is it $375?
$375 for a residential and $550 for a commercial.
All right. Anything else? Anybody got a motion to approve? Y'all want?
I'm making a motion to approve the contract.
Okay, do I have a second?
Yeah,
I second that. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Yeah, I was having it. I'm glad we did because I already signed it, so.
I think with you on
the whole way on this part of the
affidavit.
I'm over. All righty. Number seven, consider. Thank you, Max. Number seven, considering take action to approve memorandum of understanding between Franklin County and Steve Everett. I'm going to let you sign that quick for.
Okay. Yeah, and just what this is, there's an old culvert under County Road Southeast, 4425, that's causing some flooding issues behind part of Steve Everett's property that's off of 115. And just to eliminate that issue, we were going to put extension on the culvert, which would break the water coming underneath the road into the creek bed. And that says it will, gives the scope of the work we're going to do to add the culvert, and then once all the work is done, the responsibility of Mr. Evers.
Okay, any questions over that? Got a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Yeah, I'll tell them what they debated and you sign. All righty. Well, now we number eight is present recently restored historical Bible. So I can't wait to see it. It was a mess. I hadn't seen it yet.
Fair warning, it does still look like an old Bible, but they did everything they could to repair the cover and then to repair some of the pages that had gotten brittle and like the corners and stuff that had broken off. They replaced, or not replaced, but they added.
Well, it was free anyway.
Kind of free.
We kind of put a bunch of stuff in.
And I meant to print some before pictures, but I forgot. So.
Got some, I think so.
It didn't have a spine before, and kind of has a nice leather.
Yeah.
They did all they could to preserve the covers. It still has, they replaced all of that. And then you can see some of these pages that had gotten brittle and broken off.
Yeah.
They added
plastic stuff in there.
Well, it's not plastic, it's paper.
Okay.
And you can see it all the way around, and it just.
Cover over?
Well, they redid the cover, and then they took what was this. They added paper.
Yes.
They go around and repair. So any of those pages, there's several, especially at the front of the back.
So they got all the words back in there, huh?
Well, they couldn't. They didn't add anything. They kept it from tearing any further.
How old is that Bible?
1875. So I was really excited. Most of you were here when we discussed doing this, but I partnered with Revolution Data Systems out of Dallas to preserve some of my old case files, and they did this as basically a gift to the county. As getting the contract to do my records, they said they would do this free of charge for us. So anyway, very excited. They just finished it up last week, picked it up Friday. Well, they're still working on all my other records. This took them almost 5 months. I dropped it off the beginning of February, and they just finished it up. I know, yeah. So I'm excited to have it back. I was just hoping to have it back by October for our celebration. So now that it's back earlier, I just wanted to go ahead and present it. And then we'll have it. And I'm going to look into getting a case, an acid-free storage case, clear to keep it in, just to further preserve it for years to come. So.
I wouldn't be handling it.
No, we're not going to. I mean, I think we can still use it to do swearing-ins and stuff, but other than that, it won't be handled.
Well, I can make a white plug.
So now, I have done that back to you.
All right, thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome.
Any discussion items? I know we have a meeting at 1 o'clock. Mark's got some horrible news. Horrible news.
I've been doing this a long time, guys, about 27 years, and this is going to be the worst one. Just a forewarning.
It's funny how that can change all of a sudden.
Yes.
So what is the horrible news?
Our deficit is higher than what we thought.
Well, our expenditures are way higher than what we anticipated.
So we're still going to talk about the fire department, about funding it, like I said, it's better to raise taxes for the fire department than raise the 10 cents on the emergency service district, apparently.
We've had a pretty good run without having to raise taxes.
We've come down every year for 10 years, but we can't do it this year.
I mean, our taxes are going to go up either way, so.
If you got a home, your school taxes are going to come down because on your homestead.
Right.
So you're actually probably going to, even with our raise, with school taxes going from something to 140.
140. And that's for 65.
Well, I actually have it figured as to what it is. At no new revenue rate for a $350,000 home, a $500,000 home, and an $800,000 home. And then I also have it as we are going to have to go up as to what it would cost. So y'all will see all of that at 1 o'clock. I've got to top it up. I'll have to top it up.
Better that than dirt roads.
Do I?
Better that than dirt roads.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really not as bad as what I thought. I mean, the raising of the tax for the home is not as bad as what I thought. I mean, it's not good, but.
Yeah, it's what scares me is what's in the future with the state, what they're doing, the things that they're doing.
They don't have a pretty good attack on us.
Yeah, they don't ever lower their stuff. It's always packing us. Look at your taxes. You're probably, but you know, it's funny. They got billions of dollars.
Now, understand on this homestead exemption,
for the
school, it has to be passed in November. Yeah. It'll come to the voters in November.
And then it'll cross.
Of course. But
now, this is, so all they do is look at this hand up here. Look what the county's doing. Mm-hmm. And then don't look at us.
They will come see.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is like private vouchers with $100.
Yeah. It's bad.
I don't know.
But
thanks.
I know we live that. Set back green.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else? Be back at 1 o'clock. It is one, right?
Yes. Well, I said two. I told the sheriff two, so I said, oh my gosh, you gotta call him and tell him one, because I told him he didn't want to miss this one.
Yeah. I
texted
him
later.
Yeah, I would have been late.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye. All right, thank you. I'll see y'all in the morning. I think I got it. I just got this one.